see your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIKZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go, and good evening, everyone. I'm Jeff Duffy, and we are set for high school volleyball, our first broadcast of the season. Of course, Huron had their tournament on Saturday. Huron wearing the orange tonight. I always like it when Huron wears the orange, white numbers, black trim. Mitchell in their white tops with gold numbers and letters, gold and black trim. And an ace to start things off for the Huron Tigers as Hampton Hines drilled it right in front of Paige Guthmiller. And an ace to open up the scoring. Huron up 1-0. Hines again on the serve. Back row, Guthmiller handles that one. Back set, right side, tip across. Dug out by Claggett. Set across, here's the left side, Davis down the line. Nice dig, back row, and coming over to finish it off for Mitchell is Van Overschild. Left side, the tip by Dreyer, put it down. Aurora Dreyer just won a tip, found that open spot in the middle. And here on up, 2-0. Serve back row. Serve received by Mitchell. Set left side. Stabner. Tigers got a block on it. Back set. Left side. Tipped across by Dreyer. Mitchell sets it up. Left side. There's Stabner again with the tip. Nice play by Hines. Mitchell gets control. Tips it over and tips it out. Hitting air Mitchell. And here on up, 3-0. Strong start for Huron. A couple of points. Now a mistake by Mitchell. A lot of noise coming from my side of the gym. Serve back row, serve receive Mitchell. Bump it ahead, Stabner off the left side, partially blocked, saved by Hines. Back comes Mitchell again. From the middle, they hit Herring, dug out by Claggett. Left side, tipped over to the corner, and Allie Davis strikes home 4-0 here on. Allie Davis with the kill, the sophomore. And here on off to a strong start just underway in the Mitchell High School gym. Hampton Hines will look to keep momentum going from the service area. Well, she briefly had two volleyballs to choose from to a serve. Jump serve, back row, and shanked into the back row by Mitchell. Mishandled by Meadows, and here on up 5-0, and now two aces for Hampton Hines, and here on off to a quick 5-0 lead. Serve back row, and that shank is stepping in front was Van Overschild, stepped in front of Guthmiller, another ace, 6-0 here on Tigers, and three aces for Hampton Hines. Serve back row and touched by Van Overschild. That just ate her up. Four aces to open the match for Hines. And Huron up 7-0. And Mitchell's got to take an early timeout. We'll take a break. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIKZ.
Strong start for the Huron Tigers off the timeout. Serve across by Hines, and there's a second hit attack that goes halfway up the wall. Addie Simpson trying to make something happen. She wound up and hit it into the back wall. 8-0 Huron. Hines serving. Serve received back row, Van Overschild. Van Overschild hit left side. Is blocked at the net by Huron. Hines, quick set up the middle. Nice dig by Mitchell. Tipped across by Stabner. Left side, the hit by Davis, and goes wide left. That finally breaks the Huron run. 8-0 start. Hitting air Huron, and Mitchell will get their first serve and their first point. 8-1 Huron serving for Mitchell is Simpson. Serve received Claggett, set in the middle. Mangmandorf hits it up the middle and shanked into the back row by Simpson. Sam Mangmandorf gets her first kill. Man, Megadeth. I'm going to get that right. I'm going to be saying it a lot. 9-1 here on leading. Kill by Sam Man Megadeth. Back row serve received Guthmiller. Set Seamson. There's a hit up the middle, and they find the corner. Just dropped it in there. And who's number six? I don't have a number six on my roster for Mitchell. Kill there. And it's 9-2 Huron. Mitchell on the serve with Ava Brannon. Serves off the left side, floats it back row to Hilton Hines. Back set, Mayendorf puts it in the middle, and they're going to give, I think, a legal hit. Yep, they'll call a legal hit on Sam. 9-3. Oh, Haley Herring, that's who that is. Oh, I put the wrong number down for Haley Herring. Okay. Now I got it. Serve back row. Serve receive Hines. Left side Claggett. Back row. Nice dig by Brannon. Set off the right side. Hit is blocked by a man, Megadeth. Left side, the hit blocked at the net by Mitchell. Claggett stays with it. Free ball across Hines to the corner. Brannon gets over there. Left side, the tip into the back row. And third hit, Juergens will get it across. Nope, they say a legal hit or four-hit attack on Huron. And Mitchell pulls within 9-4. Mitchell is starting to feel a little momentum. 9-4. Huron Tigers, Brannon serving. Hilton Hines back row, Hampton sets. Free ball to cross by Dreyer to the corner. Back set, right side hit through the block, dug out by Juergens. Sent ahead, Claggett with the tip into the back row. Mitchell can set it up. Left side hit, back row, shanked by Hilton Hines. The kill there for Sawyer Stadner. And Mitchell pulls within 9-5. 8-0 run by Huron. And now Mitchell on a 5-1 run here in the first set. Ava Brannon looking to keep the momentum going for Mitchell. Back row, serve goes long. First service error of the night. And Huron gets the lead back to 5 at 10-5. Hilton Hines with the serve now for the Huron Tigers. We're just early in the first set, had a late start. Floating serve. Stabner gets to that set. Right back to Stabner. She'll punch it back row. Bumped ahead by Dreyer. Claggett can't get it off the net. Passing error by Huron. And Mitchell back within 4. 10-6 into the game for the Mitchell Colonels. Alyssa Delahant. And she'll take over serving duties for the Mitchell Colonels. We're in the first set. 10-6 lead Huron. Delahant floats it back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton with the set. Left side, Claggett. Big hit. Too strong. Went long. Huron was lobbying for a touch. Didn't get it. Hitting air pulls Mitchell within 3. 10-7. So Mitchell has quickly worked their way back into the match. Or into the set. Back row serve received Juergens. Quick set by Hines. Up the middle. Mitchell on the ricochet. Can't get to it. That sleight of hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill. Here on back up 4, 11-7. On to serve for the Huron Tigers is Kelsey Schuchart. Serve receive back row. Set right side. Hit down the line. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Schuchart chases it down. Free balled by Hampton Hines. And set, left side hit. Stabner punches it through the block. Mitchell back within 3, 11-8. Sawyer Stabner, her second kill. On to serve for Mitchell now, Kenneth Solik. As Mitchell down 8 early, now they're within 3. Colonels serve and again goes long. Second service there in the set on Mitchell. 12-8 lead for the Huron Tigers. Claggett will serve for Huron. Davis is back into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Claggett serves, floats it back row. And Stabner stepped in with the serve. He knocked back by Hines. trying to chase it down was Stabner. It was not a good dig, and Hines just took advantage, had the open net, knocked it down. She's got four aces, two kills. 13-8, Huron. Claggett serving. Floats it long. First service error against the Huron Tigers. It's 13-9. Stabner now to serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Back row, and she goes long. Third service error on the Mitchell Colonels, 14-9. Huron gets the lead back to 5. Sam Meg Moradeth back into the game for Huron. Serving is Ireland Henrick, goes to the corner. Dug out, set by Seamson, left side hit, back row. And Henrich there, left side, tipped across by Davis. Nice dig by Guthmiller. Set left side, tapped across. Nice save by Schuart. But Hines couldn't get over there for the second hit. And Mitchell pulls within 14-10. I believe that was Meadows with the kill, but I'm not 100% on that. Served by Guthmiller. Played by Davis, back set, right side, make me adore it. Rolls it over the net, it does go across, Mitchell sets it. The tip on the line, nice touch by Meadows, she'll get her second kill. 14-11 again, here's Mitchell back within 3. Guthmiller serving again for the Colonels. Back row. Schuart there. Quick set across by Hines to the corner. Chased down nicely by Stabner. Left side hit over the block and drops in. Deanna Meadows starting to fill it. I got her for 3 kills, and Mitchell as close as they've been since the beginning of the set. It's 14-12. Mitchell again here on ran up an 8-0 lead to start the set, but then Mitchell has settled down. Serve received Claggett. Hines will set. McNordeff goes to the corner. Got the line. 15-12. Sam, some nice touch there getting that back line. Her second kill. 15-12 Huron. Dreyer into the front row for the orange. And Hines to serve. Huron's made a complete rotation. Hampton back row, serve, receive, overpass. Dreyer plays it. Set by Hines. Left side, Davis pops it back row. Played by Stabner off the net, and Mitchell gets it across. Looks like it hit the net antenna. Doesn't matter. Is Mitchell able to hit it over? Or here unable to hit it over. McMoradeff gets another kill. Boy, I swear that hit the antenna when Mitchell returned it. 16-12, though, Huron. Serve back row, Mitchell. Seamson with the set. Right side hit, Herring. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Dreyer right side. Popped up in the air. Played by Stabner. Set across. Left side. Meadows blocked by Dreyer. Aurora Dreyer with the block kill. She's had a couple of nice plays. A block kill and a regular kill. And here on back up 5. 17-12 in set 1. Serve back row and drops in. Indecision in the back row by the Mitchell Colonels. Two girls let it go, and Hampton Hines with 5 aces here in the first set. 18-12, Huron builds the lead back to 6. Into the net, service error. Second service error of the set on Huron. 18-13. Mitchell pulls back within 5. Eddie Seamson will serve for Mitchell, a lefty. Back row, serve, receive, Davis. Set in the middle, McNordeff has it blocked back. Huron stays with it. Left side, Dreyer through the block. Nice dig, back row, Mitchell. Keep it alive, and they'll punch it across. Hilton Hines there. Here comes Davis with the tip to the corner. Mitchell able to dig it out, keep it alive. Guthmiller will get it across. Hines with the set. McNordeff down the line. Stabner chases it down. Third hit, Mitchell free balls. Huron attacking, quick set by Hines. Mitchell there from the middle. Herring dumps it in the middle. Nice recovery by Mitchell. They're back within 4, 18-14. Hallie Herring with her second kill. 18-14. Huron's lead again cut to 4. They have not trailed here in set 1. Addie Seamson will serve for Mitchell again. Back row played by Davis. Hines sets back to Alley. Davis with the hit up the middle. Nice dig by Stabner. Pass it back behind. Right side hit. Blocked at the net. Make more depth. And Mitchell, four-hit attack, was not blocked by Meg Moradeff. And here on back up 5, 19-14 in set one. Madison Juergens will serve for the Huron Tigers. They have not trailed here in the set, but Mitchell has not went away in it either. Serve back row, serve received. Guthmiller goes down to get it. Free balled by Herring. Hines will set it. Meg Moradeff off the top of the net. Dug out by Seamson. Comes off right side, tip into the net. Flippin was trying to flip it across and didn't have anything on it. Here on back up 6, 2014 in set one, and Mitchell's going to burn their second and final timeout here. Set one here on Leeds 2014. We'll take a timeout here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Serve across off the timeout. Mitchell will tip it across. Hines with the back set. Dreyer coming the right side off the top of the net and rolls over. Aurora Dreyer with another kill. And Huron gets the lead back up to 7, 21-14. Serve into the net. Service there. I thought I heard a second whistle. Evidently not. Service error for Juergens, and Mitchell back within 6, 21-15. Again, Mitchell is out of timeouts. That'll be service error number 3 on the Huron Tigers. Colonels serving. It's Ava Brannon. Goes down the line. Juergens is there. Set across. Claggett, right side. Dumps it up the middle. Guthmiller digs. Dreyer is there. Set across. Claggett, left side. Back row. Nice dig. Brannon. Set by Seamson, right side hit, or left side hit. Picked up by the Huron Tigers. Claggett goes into the back row. Brannon able to play it. Bumped ahead, Stabner left side, back row. Hilton Hines there. Set left, here's the hit. Claggett through the block. Claggett defeats the block, and Huron up 22-15. Deja with her first kill. Huron set up the offense, got the ball where they wanted. 22-15. Kinsey Simmons, Mayan. I can remember her being in before. She's in now as Hilton Hines serving. Hines back row and shanked as Brannon and Guthmiller came together. Somebody's got to call it. 23-15. Here on 2 points away, the ace for Hilton Hines. 23-15. Here on leading in set one. Serve back row, serve receive. Guthmiller there, left side hit, pop it long. Hitting error by Stabner, and Huron at set point, 24-15. Set point for Hilton Hines. Sends it to the back row. Shanked and Herring got it on the line. It was just a reflex hit by Herring. Keeps Mitchell alive, 24-16. Just caught the line there going to the right. Third kill, Hallie Herring. Still set point for Huron, but Mitchell does have the serve as Delahant into the game for Mitchell. She'll serve. Back row, Juergens. Bumped ahead by Hines. Claggett left side. Block. Claggett digs it out. Bumped across by Simmonsma. Mitchell digs everything out. Come out to left side. Stabner with the hit. Back row off of Hilton Hines. Into the back wall. And Mitchell within 24-17. Stabner, I have her for three kills. 24-17, remains set point for Huron. Delahant with the serve. Back row serve received Juergens. Set. Left side, Dreyer with the hit. Too long. Hitting air Huron, and Mitchell has scrapped together three straight points, and it's 24-18. Mitchell kind of got the fluke kill there at when Huron was serving on set point. Now they're building on it. Serve back row to Juergens. Set left side. Clegg with the hit down the middle. Just missed. No touch again. 24-19. Homer not using a timeout as of yet. Mitchell has rattled off four unanswered since Huron got to set point. 24-19. Serve back row, shanked by Juergens. 24-20. Now Huron will use a timeout. 5-0 run by Mitchell. And it's 24-20. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Quinter Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Mitchell, a 5-0 run. They pulled within 24-20. Remains set point for Huron. Back row, Juergens. Bumped ahead by Hines. Clegg just going to have to free ball it. Free ball to Stabner. Set right back to Stabner. Her head into the net. Hitting air Mitchell, and Huron pulls out. Set one, 25-20. Huron up one set to none. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Back with set two. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We move to set two. Huron Tigers, Mitchell Colonels High School Volleyball. Huron never trails in set one and wins it 25-20. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. See if I got any other scores I can pass along. Got a lot of things going in one place here. Let's see. Harrisburg leading Yankton 19-12 in the first set. Marshall, Minnesota defeated Watertown 25-22 in set one. Huron gets Watertown a week from today. So we have right now on the scoreboard update, Kurtz Heating and Cooling. So Huron built the early momentum, 8-0 out of the gate. And while Mitchell did get within three, Huron never gave up that lead and took set one 25-20. Addie Seamson will get set two started as she's ready to serve. Although, again, we have two volleyballs over there on the where the server is. Serve back row and got it in. Huron let it go. And Mitchell leads for the first time, 1-0. Addie Seamson with the ace, second ace of the night for Mitchell. Serve to the corner. Shuhart plays that one. Set across Davis. Her hit off the top of the net. Rolls over. Mitchell gets control. Will tip it with Herring. And then Davis misplayed it, trying to get the block. And Mitchell a 2-0 lead here in set two. Herring with four kills. 2-0 lead Mitchell here early in set two. Serve back row. Dug out by Claggett. Here comes Davis again. She'll just free ball to the corner. Misplayed, and Mitchell won't get to it. Claggett will get the gift, a kill there, as one of the girls in the front, I believe that was Seamson, tried to make a play on it. Should have let it go to her back row player. Claggett with her second kill, one in each set. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, left side, Herring with the hit, dug out by Hines. Left side, Davis with the hit, through the block. Allie Davis ties it at two. Davis with her second kill, the sophomore, seeing her first ever varsity action this week. Hampton Hines on the serve again. Back row serve receive, going to be bumped by Seamson. Going to be free balled across by Mitchell. Bump ahead. Dreyer off the right side, sells a back row, almost ate up Stabner, but Mitchell able to stay with it and get it across. Hines will set. Meng Moradeth will try to do the little, let's look like I'm going left, go right. She hit it out, hitting air. Puts Mitchell back on top, 3-2 in set two. Ava Brannon will serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Back row, serve, receive for Davis. In the middle, Meng Moradeth had a block back. Mitchell scramble and will keep it alive and keep it alive, but out of bounds. Hitting air, Mitchell, we're tied at three. A lot of action at the net, but nobody seemed to be able to get control of it very well. Madison Juergens in to serve and play back row for Huron as Allie Davis comes off the floor. 3-3 tie in set two. Huron up, one set to none. Juergens serves. Brannon back row. Seamson will set to Herring up the middle. Nice play. Hilton Hines set across Claggett. She'll two-hand tip it into the front row. Mitchell digs it out. Saved by Seamson. Brannon will just free ball. Huron can set it up. Hines back set. Dreyer right side. Guth Miller there. From the middle, Herring goes to the corner. Juergens able to play it. Send it ahead. Claggett will go back row. Played by Guth Miller. Set to the left. The tip back row. And oh, it looked like Stabner ran into the net. They didn't call it. We play on. Here's the tip across, and Stabner sails it wide left anyway. Huron gets the point. Huron with their first lead of set two at 4-3. Juergens on the serve. Sails it long. Oh, Stabner went at last second. Chased down by Guth Miller. Third hit. Free balled by Seamson. I think that would have been out if Stabner hadn't played it. Meg Moradeth has her hit blocked. Huron stays with it, and kind of a double hit there by Hines. You might have got away with that one. Stabner with the tip. Nice play, Hampton Hines. Quick across, but they're going to call Meg Moradeth in the net. Had a great look and just flicked it with her left hand right in the campfire, but her shoulder hit the net. We're tied at four. Alyssa Delahant with the serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Back row serve receive. Hampton Hines back set. Meng Moradeth puts it back row to Seamson. Come left side, Stabner hits back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton with the one-hand slap. Going to be free balled across by Juergens. Scramble. Mitchell gets to it. And they won't be able to tip it across. You're on back on top. 5-4 in set two. Hilton Hines to serve now for the Huron Tigers. Mitchell Studenbody making a lot of noise, stamping on the bleachers. Serve across to Guthmiller. In the middle, Stabner tips it. Hilton Hines stays with it. Free ball by Dreyer. Here comes Mitchell. Seamson with the set. Right side hit. Blocked and draws in as Hope Flippin gets her first kill to tie it at five. Huron won the first set, 25-20. We're tied at five in the second set. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. On the serve is Kenna Solik for the Mitchell Colonels. She's a senior, back row. Going down, Brandon, a nice play with it. They're going the wrong direction, and Mitchell never gets it going right. That'll be an ace for Shuard, and Huron their first two-point lead at 7-5. I think by the rule book, that's not an ace for Shuard. In my rule book, it is. Mitchell, here's the bump by Seamson up the middle. They hit down the middle, find the corner with Stabner. Mitchell back within one, 7-6. So here's Stabner with her first kill this set, fourth total. Stabner now to the back row to serve for Mitchell. Very warm, very loud, as it always is here in the Mitchell High School gym. Serve into the net. Service error almost crawled over. In the second set. Claggett to serve for Huron. Davis into the front row for the Orange. Floater back row. Serve receive. Mitchell. Second hit attack. And that was Seamson. She wound up. That was not a quick set. That was a, I'm going to attack on the second hit, and she drilled it. Seamson with her first kill. 8-7. Mitchell within one. Guthmiller serving and serves long. Here on back up 2-9-7. Second service error on the Mitchell Colonels. Ireland Henrich in to serve for the Huron Tigers. Sam Meng Moradeth into the front row for Huron. Henrich serves, serve receive Guthmiller. Set up the middle and a little confusion there, and Seamson ended up sliding under the net. Pass was not on target. Mitchell tried to save it as best they could, but Huron goes up 10-7 on the air. Henrich into the net, service error, first service error Huron in set two. 10-8, Mitchell back within two. Now we do the double switch. Simmonsma in for Henrich, and then Hilton Hines in for Simmonsma. Served by Seamson. Schuart with the serve received down the middle. Nice play, nice dig by Stabner. Going to be free balled across by Flippin. Second hit attack by Hines. Mitchell was ready for it. Bumped by Guthmiller. Right side hit Flippin. Hilton Hines plays that one. Quick set across. Guthmiller able to dig it out. Left side hit Mitchell. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton, and just going to be a free ball by Meg Moradeth. Mitchell can set it up. Seamson to Herring. Herring with the tip. Hines, now Hilton Hines, and the tip into the net by Ellie Davis. Mitchell within one, 10-9, is there on a quick 2-0 run. The second set has stayed tight. Huron never trailed in the first set, led 8-0 right off the bat. The second set has been close all the way so far. Back row, serve, receive, Shuart, set across. Davis with the tip back row right to Stabner. Here's the attempt, the hit up the middle, Herring, dug out by Hines. Bumped ahead from the middle, Allie Davis goes back row. Stabner is there. Back set, right side hit, flipping, blocked at the net, Meg Moradeth. Mitchell got it over. Huron wanted four hits, didn't get it, and Meg Moradeth will hit it out. Huron wanted four hits on Mitchell, but they said no. And we are tied at 10. Hitting error on Huron. Addie Seamson trying to give Mitchell the lead. Serve receive, a Shuhart from the middle. The hit to the corner, Mangmoradeth. Dug out by Mitchell, left side hit. Nice dig by Claggett. Touches the rafter and then illegal hit on Hampton Heights. Hampton, I think, just had to wait so long for the ball to come down. She started to make the play on it before it got there. And easy double hit, and she knew it. She tapped herself on the chest. Mitchell regains the lead, 11-10. Serve receive, back row Shuhart. Set, here's Davis with the hit to the corner. Got it. Allie Davis ties it at 11. Allie with three kills for the Huron Tigers. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. And Hampton Hines to serve. So Huron's made complete rotation here. Serve receive, Guthmiller. Set, and just going to be a free ball by Flippin right to Claggett. Hines with the set. Left side hit. Knocked back by Davis off the block. Mitchell sets it up from the left side. The tip goes way out. Trying to tip it over was Van Overshield. And Huron regains the lead at 12-11. We're in the second set. Huron up 1-0. The second set has been tight all the way. Hines wipes the brow. It's going to be warm and steamy in here. Over the net, an ace for Hines. That's the, I'd rather be lucky than good. It caught all of the net and rolled over. And there's just nothing you can do on serve receive to prevent that. And that's six aces for Hampton Hines. This serve across. Mitchell gets the serve receive. Will tap it across right to Hilton Hines. Hampton with the back set. Dreyer will pop it into the back row. Mitchell scrambles. Left side, they'll tip it cross court right to Davis. Set for Alley again. Left side, down the middle. Mitchell able to dig it out with Seamson. Seamson will free ball. Hilton Hines, now Hampton. Mangmoradeth up the middle. Through the block. Oh, they give that to Mitchell. There was a tap. Oh, did they miss that one? That was a big-time tip by Mitchell. Mitchell gets a huge break there. It's 13-12. That was a touch. You missed that one. So Mitchell catches a break. They'll serve. Serve, receive, back row. Here's the set up the middle. Mangmoradeth has a block. Chased down by Hampton Hines. Here's Davis with the hit and got the line. And here I'm back up to 14-12. Allie Davis, three kills in this set, four total. She comes out, Madison Juergens in. Huron leading in set two. Juergens sails it across. Stabner with serve, receive, back set. Right side hit, Herring. Tigers got a block in. But then Dreyer had trouble trying to pick that up. Herring will get the kill, her fifth. And Mitchell back within one, 14-13. Alyssa Delahant to serve for Mitchell. Short serve. Overpass. Mitchell will tip it back right to Juergens. Set across. Claggett with the tip over the block. Nice diving save off the net. Mitchell can't get it over. Claggett with the kill. Huron back up to 15-13. Huron up two. Serving is Hilton Hines, sophomore. Wearing the white top tonight as she's the libero. Serve back row, serve receive Stabner. Set up the middle to Stabner, her hit blocked to the net, and Stabner hit the net on her foul through. 16-13, Huron up three in set two. Hilton Hines serving again to the Mitchell Colonels. To the corner, Stabner down to it. Nearly an overpass. Mitchell able to get it across. Hampton 9 sets for Simmonsma. Up the middle for the kill. Huron up 17-13. Simmonsma with their second kill. And Mitchell going to use a timeout. Huron's built a 17-13 lead here in set two. It's 8 o'clock. KIJV AM-FM Huron. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedic, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Mitchell timeout. Colonels trailing 17-13. Huron looks to keep momentum going with Hilton Hines back to serve for Huron. Again, Huron up one set to none. Winning the first set 25-20, never trailed. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hilton Hines on the serve. Back row, serve receives Stabner. Here's the set from the middle. The hit and blocked, but stays on the Huron Tiger side of the net. And give that kill to Tiana Meadows. She had a good run in the first set. That's her first kill of the second set. Mitchell back within 17-14. And the Colonels will serve. I believe that's Solik serving. Can't quite see her number from here. Serve goes long. And it was Solik. Service error. Third service error on Mitchell. Six total in the match. And Huron goes up 18-14 in set number two. Schuhart serves into the net. First service error Huron. Or check that, second service error for Huron in this set. And Mitchell back within 3, 18-15. Sawyer Stabner looks to serve for Mitchell. Serve received back row Schuhart. Over to Claggett, left side, too far away from the net, just has to tap it across. Set left side, the hit, Tigers got a block, but it rolls in front of the back row. And again, there's Meadows with the kill. Or excuse me, that was Lauren Van Overschild with the kill. Her first. 18-16. Mitchell's within two. Sawyer Stabner again on the serve for the Mitchell Colonels. Serve back row. Serve received Juergens. Bumped ahead. Claggett on the left side. Blocked by Mitchell. Claggett digs it out. Second hit attack. Hines hits it out. And now Huron's getting a little off mark. And Mitchell within one, 18-17, and Coach Omer wants a timeout. Mitchell's pulled within one. Timeout here on. We'll take a timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
You with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? TV Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? TV Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, TV Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Mitchell back within one at 18-17. Each team has used a timeout, and Sawyer Stabner ready to serve. Serve back row, serve receive. Hilton Hines back set. Simmonsma with the hit into the net, and Mitchell has come back to tie it at 18. 4-0 run by the Mitchell Colonels. He's got to work to break the serve here of Sawyer Stabner. Floats it to the right and goes wide right. Service error, that'll work. Huron back up one, 19-18. Service error number four on the Mitchell Colonels. Deja Claggett to serve for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, serve receive. Got back there to Mitchell. Backline attack, Stabner floats it back row to Claggett. Set for Davis, left side through the block, dug out by Stabner. Set to the left, Van Overschild puts it down the line, off the block. Nice save by Hilton Hines, but it goes out of bounds, and we're tied at 19. Lauren Van Overschild with the kill. That's her second, although Tiana, I may have gave a few of Van Overschild's kills to Tiana Meadows. Serve back row, Claggett with serve receive. Quick set across by Hines. Mitchell gets control. Left side, Van Overschild over the block. Here's the set across Davis. Left side will tap it up the middle. Mitchell there. Left side, Van Overschild again goes across the net. Davis digs it out. Sent ahead, Davis will just have to free ball down the middle. It ricochets and Mitchell somehow saves it across. Hines, Davis into the net. And Mitchell takes the lead, 20-19. First lead for Mitchell, I believe, since 3-2. 20-19, Mitchell leading here in set two. Here on up, one set to none. They have a break here to mop up the floor. And surprise, it's only the first time we've done that. Guthmiller serving for Mitchell as they now have rallied to take the lead here. 6-1 run by Mitchell. Hines with the quick set to the corner, and Mitchell scramble, third hit. Guthmiller will get it across. Hines will set for Simmonsma, puts it back row, and they say no touch. That one I'm not as sure about as I was on Meg Morides. 21-19, hitting air here on Mitchell up 2, 21-19. Guthmiller serving for the Colonels. Hines from the back row, overpass, and going up the block, it was Hampton Hines. It was an overpass. She went up with Van Overschild, and I'm giving Hampton Hines a block kill on that one. Pulls Huron within one, 21-20. Ireland Henrich will serve for the Huron Tigers. Simmonsma off the floor, make more death back on. Service, air, Henrich. Oh, can't have that one. We're in the 20s. Third service error on the Huron Tigers this set, and six overall. 22-20, Mitchell 3 points away from tying this thing. And Mitchell serving, I believe that was Meadows. Set, Meng Morideth goes to the corner and misses, and Huron really struggling with accuracy right now. And Huron going to burn their second and final timeout. Mitchell is on a 9-2 run, and they lead 23-20 here in set two. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SBHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Mitchell looking to close it out here. Huron has used both timeouts, served by Seamson. Hines will set it. Allie Davis, right side, goes to the corner. Mitchell gets control of it and will free ball it with Stabner. Hilton Hines to Hampton from the middle. Meng Morideth finds the corner. Sam with the answer, and Huron back within two, 23-21. Meng Morideth with her first kill of this set. She has four total. 23-21, and Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Hines blows back row and got the line. Huron back within two, 23-22. Close call. Huron got it. Seven aces for Hampton Hines tonight. Now Sawyer Stabner's over and asking the official about the down official about something. I think maybe she just wants a lineup check. 23-22, Huron back within one. Might be a little stalling tactic by Mitchell as well. Now we're waiting, and Hampton Hines can serve down one. Hines back row, Guthmiller down to get it, sent to the left. Hit cross court, and Clay gets shanked it into the bleachers, and Mitchell at set point, 24-22. Van Overschild with the kill. 24-22, Mitchell trying to tie this match up at one set apiece. Serve back row, there's Claggett. Hines will set, Meng Morideth tips it over, just got it over. Mitchell stays with it, Hines back row. Hampton will set, here's Davis with the tip to the corner. Mitchell digs it out, back set, Stabner right side, down the middle. Eats up Hines, and Mitchell wins the second set. We're tied at one set apiece on the kill by Sawyer Stavner. 25-22. Mitchell wins set two. We're tied at one set apiece. Big D's timeout. 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.